What is up, Splurges? The Nerd Splurge is back with the third pod. Today we're doing something a little different. We're getting into wrestling, staying away from the superheroes for now. Something we're big on is wrestling. Yesterday we went to Forbidden Doors, so we're going to do a little recap on the card. What else are we talking about?
Probably some Money in the Bank predictions, because I think that whole card is already set, so we can go over Money in the Bank. Who thinks gonna win that? L.A. Knight. But yeah, we can go over the rest of the card too. I'll pull that up when we get close to it, or when we're starting to go over that, because I honestly, off the top of my head right now, I can only think of the Money in the Bank match, the Seth match, and Dom against Cody.
Cody. Well, we can also talk about Collision and Dynamite. I know there's some big matches. There's the Bret Hart tournament going on right now as well.
Owen Hart tournament.
Owen Hart.
wrong Hart. Are they allowed to use that name?
Yeah, because his wife hates WWE, so like she agreed to let AEW do it.
Yeah,
so that, like, they can do it rather than WWE.
Yeah,
she purposely
did that.
Sorry, just to confirm, that's the one who, you know,
He's the one, right? Yeah, he's the one who died. Yeah,
she's the one who bit the bullet.
Yeah.
Anybody else's voice shot from yesterday? Because I feel like I'm like yelling, and it feels like it hurts.
Yeah, voice is definitely struggling today. That was a lot of screaming, a lot of yelling.
If I talk for longer than like a minute, I'm cutting out. Like, my voice is cracking. It's already cracking.
Yeah.
Well, when MJF came out, you pretty well had a mini heart attack. It was
Yeah, you could see yourself pitching a tent right in the middle of your pants.
Yeah, go watch the new TikTok. You'll see it.
Yeah.
That's screaming
as MJF comes out. Yeah. It was a sick show, though. My God, that was all of our first AEW shows. And, like, definitely lives up to the hype for sure, man. Like, yeah. Like, it, in my opinion, the crowd, we also went to Elimination Chamber in Montreal, like, the emotion of the Sammy Roman match, like, was awesome to be there for the crowd, but the actual, like, wrestling itself, man, that was sick last night.
Yeah. Unmatched.
Just insane how talented they were. So, yeah, we're gonna go over the card, kind of give our reviews on each match. A couple of the matches, we were either getting drinks or a little too in the bottle at that point to like totally give a full review on it, but we'll try our best with what we remember. But all the big matches we remember, which is good. Okay, so the very first match.
Daddy.
Starting off with Poppy Tanahashi.
It's the ring, baby.
Big Papa.
Well, actually, no, there was pre-matches before that, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, we're just going to... Like, okay. Yeah, good, the only one that I like really liked was the Stu Grayson versus El Fantasmo. That was a cool match. They both did some cool shit.
Fantasmo's ring gear was sick, too.
Nasty, yeah, he literally looks like Logan Paul.
He also came out in like a neon jacket.
Yeah.
It was like lighting up.
And
Canada versus Canada too.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, get the Canadian guys in there.
They call their pre-match 0 hour, right?
Yeah, it's called 0 hour. Yeah, it's called 0 hour. It's a pretty sick pre-show name. Yeah.
So
WWE just calls it pre-show. So. All right, but yeah, we'll skip over that and go right into MJF versus Hiroshi Tanahashi.
I think it was the perfect match to start it out with, because, I mean, Tana can't really go as well as he used to before. He is obviously getting older in age, but I think just because of, like, the MJF factor, too, you get the crowd involved early, like, where, I mean, when he just straight up left, and then the whole crowd was kind of cowered at him, just, I got the crowd involved pretty early, and then kind of set the tone for the rest of the night, and it was still a really good match, too.
Yeah, it was. It was, like, a solid, like, it was a shorter match, but it was, like, a very fast-paced crowd involved match.
Yeah. You had a classic like heel finish too, where MJF like used the dirty tactics with using the ring to get that finish, and then you kind of preserved the ace a little bit.
Yeah. The best
winning
ace still looks strong.
Yeah.
It's a veteran's move right there.
Yeah.
You gotta do what you gotta do to get the job done, baby.
I don't know if you guys heard too, but he actually like they released it, I think last night in the press conference, that the reason, like in kayfabe, why MJF's match went on first is because MJF wanted to get out of the shithole that is Toronto. That was his reasoning for it, as fast as possible. So,
and he posts on his story like right after, he's like, "Yep, I'm out of
here." Yeah. He was like, "Deuces, I'm done." But yeah, that was a perfect intro match, man.
Go ahead, Ty.
I was just saying, like Tanahashi, I've never seen him fight before. I knew he was a big name because last year at Forbidden Door, he faced Moxley.
Yeah,
so I knew he had to have been a big name, like for the belt, same belt, I'm pretty sure. It was the World Heavyweight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I watched him on Collision. Yeah, it was Collision, not Rampage, on Saturday night. He looked awful. I was like, this guy cannot wrestle.
No, yeah, he's disgusting. He's one of like the best all time.
Yeah, he's just,
but yeah, like
he's just old.
Like, yeah, like Jack said, he's older now.
Yeah,
he's got like Kamaru Usman knees too. Like he's just like they're just shot, I think.
Yeah. But he looked good against MJF. Like he actually looked pretty good.
The thing I wish for that match is we got to see more of like how MJF actually wrestled, because we just saw like more of like a comedic side.
Yeah. Just
like fucking around.
Yeah.
Like, again, it wasn't an awful match, but like I just wanted to see more of like actual MJF wrestling. Like that's the reason I wanted to go to this, was to watch MJF.
Yeah.
It's a fucking guy.
Yeah.
The ring gear on the kid was unreal too.
Yes.
Did you guys see what the jacket actually said?
No.
Yeah, it was New Japan's
an indie.
Yeah, New Japan is an indie.
I love that. I love when he calls it an indie fed, and then they'll like go to a clip of like a sold out Tokyo Dome. He'll be like, "Look at this, like Bush League indie," and it's like 60,000 people sold out in Tokyo Dome.
He might be up there in like the all time great heels. Like I really do. Think that.
I agree.
Already too, which is crazy. Yeah,
like
he's 26.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's ever gonna turn face. Like honestly,
I don't think he can.
Yeah, they teased it earlier this year. That he was in, like he was actually playing a face for like a few weeks on TV, and then he ended up it being like a swerve, and he was like faking being a face just to get back at the title, but. It was like kind of cool to see him like playing a face for a bit, but it's just not like he's so good at being a heel. It's crazy.
And he doesn't break character
ever.
Like Roman, I've seen him like smile a little bit in the ring, like breaking character.
Yeah.
But like MJF, I haven't seen him break character once.
Yeah.
It's a perfect heel.
Yeah. Yeah. He is like so good.
Even to play a heel like that much of a douche and you're still getting a crowd pop when your music hits is kind of crazy.
Oh yeah,
like there were cheers going more than boos when he came to the ring.
Dude, honestly, that stadium was going for Japan for a lot of those matches.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I think that's more just like a respect. Like you got to realize where they're with like diehards of diehard wrestling fans. Like they're probably like it's the one time in their life they'll ever get to see half these guys from Japan. So it's more like a respect thing. They're going to be like cheering on the guys they've probably been watching like for 20 years in Japan that they can never actually like go and see. Like Tanahashi's been wrestling since like the mid 90s, right? So like you see him, like that's probably your guy. Yeah.
How did that match end?
It ended with MJF using the ring, knocking him out with the ring.
Because
I think he like got out of the way and like Tana hit the ref or something and then pulled out the ring, went for the punch, and then
I remember him holding the ring.
That was perfect opener. Would you guys give that like as just a letter grade, like a B? I would say it's just a B. It was like a B match.
Yeah, it's B+. A B, I mean.
B plus.
Yeah.
Solid opener to a pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Solid.
Like, yeah, I mean,
I'd probably give it a B minus, honestly.
Wow, eh?
It was a little gimmicky. Like, I get it. Like, both of them.
Yeah, but I mean, that's kind of expected going into it. Like, with the run-up of the match, like, the way it was, like,
built up with MJF.
Yeah, doing, like, his antics, he kind of knew. And especially, like, it being the opening match, like, obviously, it's not going to be, like, a barn burner or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was also, like we were saying, just with how Tanahashi is now, can't really do much more than what he did, I feel like. Which is sad, because when he was at his A-game, he's so good.
Was he a lot different, though, last year? I don't know if you've seen that match with Moxley. I didn't, but...
It was a longer match, but it wasn't necessarily, like, a great match or anything. Like, I don't think it actually, like, lived up to expectations, per se.
Yeah.
The next match after that was... Look in my eyes, what do you see? Yeah, it was CM Punk against Kojima. We actually might have been the only people in that whole stadium cheering for CM Punk.
Crazy.
He was getting heavy booed, like heavy booed.
So happy we saw that entrance, though.
Yeah, it's sickest entrance music.
Unreal.
So happy.
The best entrance music in wrestling by far.
It's like the radio static before it, and then you just kind of...
Yeah, it like sets the tone. The only one that I like enjoy more is Wayward Son, maybe, just because like that is so sick. But
yeah, that was the first match of the Owen Hart tournament.
Tournament, yeah.
For the guys.
Yeah, for the guys. Big CM Punk victory in this one. That was probably the most predictable match, I would say, on like the whole card. Like, it was like a guarantee he had to win. But he did.
Yeah, he looked good. He looked better than he did before he went away.
Exactly. Yeah, he looked definitely good in that match for sure.
And I mean, like, he was definitely healing it up too a bit, like trying to play to the crowd booing. Like when he like did like the mock Hulk Hogan, and he did like the... He's doing the leg drop and everything.
Yeah, he's been doing that. He did that on Dynamite too, or Collision. Yeah. Sorry, he did the like Hulk Hogan leg drop and stuff. Yeah. I like him having that a part of his gimmick. There was the, I don't know if you guys saw the video online of the him like clotheslining Kojima in the corner and him just going Lariat, Kojima. That's Kojima. Like, yeah, it was like a throwback to like one of those like old shoot interviews he did with Samoa Joe when they were younger, and they both like were just yelling like Kojima, Lariat over and over again in an interview. So that's why he did that. But that was pretty funny. I can't believe he actually did that in a match on pay per view.
The only part I remember in that match was just...
Yeah, go to sleep. Yeah, the GTS was so clean, too. Kojima sold it like a king.
Again, seeing that live was crazy.
It was nice that it wasn't just like a straightforward, like, he gets the GTS. Like, they kind of, like, played with it a little bit, teased it a bit, and then he was able to finally get it.
Yeah, I agree.
Build the story a bit.
I agree. Yeah, so
a really good match, though.
Yeah, I thought it was a great match. Like, it's definitely better than the opener, in my opinion. So I'm giving that one like a B plus.
Yeah, probably. I'd go B plus just for Punk, just because big Punk guy here.
Punk brought it, and I thought Kojima was really good as well. I'm not as familiar with him, but I know he's a bigger guy in NJPW, and so I definitely thought that he put on a good show.
Yeah, as well. That was the first time I've actually ever seen Kojima wrestle too, so I was definitely into it. Definitely get the hype. Next match was actually one of my favorite ones on the card. Behind, like, obviously the Osprey Omega, but like this actually might have been like second favorite. It was the Orange Cassidy, Daniel Garcia, Shibata, and Zack Sabre Jr. Fatal Four Way. Thought this match was just like, perfect. Yeah, like everything in it was sick.
I thought this was one of the best matches too, because this one actually had a lot of like run up in storytelling before.
Yes.
Like when you had like Zack Sabre Jr. calling out on Orange Cassidy on Dynamite like 2 weeks ago, and then last week they had the tag team match that then turned into this Fatal Four Way and everything.
Yeah. The crazy thing too is that like three out of the four guys in the match are champions. So like I kind of wanted, the only thing I would have maybe wanted to see if they did it again would be put all three titles on the line and then like have... Then it makes up for like two matches down the line where the guys just win it back. But it just kind of makes the match have more of a, like, it was so obvious Orange Cassidy was going to win because it was just for the international championship. You know? Mm-hmm. But
they gave us the tease. They gave us the tease for next year. So
they did. They did.
Give us a little bit of a tease.
Yeah, I thought.
Never mind.
I'll go ahead.
I was going to say, I wonder if they showed that on TV, but they definitely did. So that's why I just shut my mouth.
Yeah, they definitely showed.
They probably, yeah.
Yeah, I thought Sabre Jr. and Shibata were definitely awesome, like, in the match.
Sabre Jr. is nasty.
Yeah, Zack Sabre Jr. is insane. I
love his work. Like, he's just so good. Like, all his moves are so clean. He, like, switches up his moveset all the time, too, and he always has new holds and different, like, grapples that he's doing. Like,
imagine,
just so entertaining to watch.
Imagine him against Bryan Danielson in, like, a grapple fest. That'd be insane. Yeah.
Just a full-on catch wrestling, just masterclass.
Yeah. And then Shibata is so hard hitting. I love it. Kind of reminds me of that's the reason I like Nakamura, because it's all like very like strong style.
Strong style.
Yeah.
Is that the guy you're saying does the headbutt?
Yeah, he almost died from a subdural hematoma from doing headbutts. Still finishes match too, and then went to the back, collapsed, and then had brain surgery to save his life.
Got Derek Shepherd in the back waiting for him.
Yeah, exactly. and then a year later he was back wrestling doing headbutts again. But I don't think he actually does the headbutt anymore. I don't know if you guys saw. I don't think he hit one last night. So.
No, he didn't.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think he hit.
You can't be cleared to do that again.
There's no way.
I thought Daniel Garcia even, like, he looked pretty good. Like, I kind of always would just, like, write him off as just being, like, a tool and just, like.
Yeah, Jericho's a little bitch.
The pin eater and Jericho appreciates that. I mean, he ate the pin on this match, too. But
yeah.
I feel like as the only non-champion, he kind of had to. But I thought. He put, like, as a sports entertainment perspective, I think he was really good. Like, he definitely got the crowd going a lot, and, like, he's just a good wrestler as well.
Yeah, it was also funny when he was just doing, like, the dance, and they just started hitting him in the face, and he starts doing the dance again, and then they hit him in the face again. That was good. But, yeah, as we said, Orange Cassidy goes over again. Honestly, I don't know who's ever going to beat Orange Cassidy for this title. Like,
yeah. Even Daniel Bryan Bryan Danielson was giving Cassidy his flowers after in the like post show like media presser, like,
yeah,
he brought it up. He just said, like, I didn't think Orange Cassidy was much when I first came over here, and then, like, just watching his work, like, I think he's one of the top guys in the company easily.
Yeah.
Everyone loves him. Like,
yeah.
What's it called?
Crazy that guy's that good wrestling and
in jeans or yeah, jean joggers. Yeah. Joggers. Yeah. It, the, what's it called? Bryan Danielson, though, he breaks character a lot. Like, he's supposed to be like a bad guy right now. And then his press conference, he's just so nice.
So, like, I don't think he can be a bad guy.
Like, yeah.
It's just the crowd will always just root for him and be behind him.
I know. Yeah. That's why I think he should just leave the Blackpool Combat Club. Like, they actually don't really need him, to be honest. Like, they'd be fine with just the rest of the club. Let Bryan Danielson just go back to being a face on his own, but it is what it is. Alright, but yeah, what would everybody give that match as a grade?
I give that a B+.
I'd
go A.
That's A minus for me.
I'd say A minus, I think.
I was one of the better ones of the night.
Yeah, like, that match was really good. It was so high paced.
Anytime you have four superstars in the ring, you're gonna expect something great. And I think that's what they did.
Just guys who are just as good as they are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's also just great story leading up to it. Like, they hyped up the match with, it seemed like there was an actual, like, feud where it's like Sabre Jr. wanted that title so that he could become, like, the double international champion.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, like, how you had, like, the Shibata kind of turn on Orange Cassidy after last week's tag match, like, when they lost.
Yeah.
And then obviously just Garcia
just being a goof. Just being a goofball the whole match. He is hilarious, man. Yeah. Yeah. I would say that was an A-. Yeah. That was a great match. After that, match number 6 on the card was it was a fast paced match, but it was kind of a pooper, in my opinion, for what it could have been. Sonata versus Jungle Boy.
I wasn't expecting much out of this match, to be honest. Like, I figured it'd be kind of like a 10-minute, like, nothing crazy, where it's like, you gotta obviously keep Sonata looking as strong as possible, but...
Yeah, because if this match ended up being long, they would have won, like, even more overtime than they already did. Like, imagine if this match was given, like, the half an hour that, like, the other big matches got. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy that
didn't
two...
It really go over. It ended at 11:55.
Right, but, like, if this would have went a normal... Like, you know what I mean? Like, both world title matches were combined shorter than Omega versus Ospreay.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy for, like, world title matches to be that short. But I get why. They just weren't the big matches that night. Like, it wasn't about the title.
It's also... Yeah, it's hard to see the title go to a different...
promotion. It doesn't even make sense. Yeah. I think one year they do eventually have to let it happen, though, or these matches are going to just become meaningless.
Useless, yeah.
Yeah. Like, next year,
Jungle Boy is probably the guy to do it. Let's be real here.
No, no. Like, he's got a cool theme song. He's getting the ring, but like that's all I saw of them.
Sorry, go.
That's all you needed from that match. Like, just keep Sonata looking strong and everything, but also like make Jungle Boy look pretty solid in the process, at least of at least getting that rub of facing a world champion, kind of.
Yeah.
He turns at the end too. No,
he turned heel.
Yeah, he turned heel. Yeah.
Don't know how that guy would be a heel, like, person. Yeah. Like, I can't imagine a character like that being heel.
I agree. If anything, it should have went the other way. It should have been Hook turned on him.
That's the guy in the hoodie's name, Hook?
Yeah, that's Taz's kid.
I thought it was hilarious. After like Jungle Boy gets like he like turns on or everything, and, like the fans are, like booing him and like yelling like, You fucked up. He's like mocking them for choosing the song. Or, like,
yeah, he did.
He's
yeah,
like, doing this in the ring.
Yeah, he started doing the like making fun of the dance. It was hilarious. Yeah, I just can't see how you boo him. It means his song's gonna have to change.
Yeah,
I saw a rumor though about him coming. Potentially, he might join back with Christian and Luchasaurus now, and they might be a heel group, which would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I can see that
because they were sick when they were faces together. So I'd fuck with that.
Before we go into the next match, how does Christian not come out at a Canadian
pay-per-view? Yeah,
how do you not have one spot for that guy?
Yeah, it makes.
He didn't
even
need to wrestle. I just needed to hear his theme music, and he kill switches someone.
Yeah,
and I would have been okay.
Especially he was at Collision the day before, but
still, you gotta have him at the pay per view, man. Canadian boy, like.
But like since he's a heel, sorry, what were you saying, Kim? Yeah. Oh, I was gonna say since he's like a heel, like at Collision, he was getting booed. So I mean,
yeah, it's not but really. You could have fit him in the card somewhere. He could have came out and beaten, like, after the match, just pick his next rivalry. I don't know who he's... Is he still rivaling with... oh, my God.
Wardlow?
Oh.
No, I think Wardlow's rivalry's done, right?
Yeah, because...
They're Lucha done, right? After
Lucha beat him for the title. So.
Yeah. I mean, that would have been sick to even see Wardlow.
Yeah, he's nasty.
Yeah, he is really gross.
That's a cool thing is like AEW still has so many guys like that are like really good like wrestlers and good like sweet guys to have on the roster that weren't there.
Yeah, like Malakai Black wasn't there.
Yeah, all of House of Black.
All of House of Black are nasty. Yeah, they weren't there.
FTR wasn't there.
Yeah.
FTR is mid.
Mm.
Yes.
They're fun to watch.
I think they're the most boring tag team on the planet.
No, they're nasty. You gotta watch their NXT matches. So good. They're retiring soon, though. They said this is their last contract. Kind of sucks. Too bad. I want to see them come back to WWE one last time, but it is what it is. After that, we have
The rating.
The rating.
I'd probably say C+.
Yeah, C plus, B minus. It was pretty
the worst
boring.
Match on the card for me.
It was just boring. Yeah,
I can't even say one. I wasn't there for literally all of it.
Yeah, well, it was so short. He was in the washroom and getting a drink.
It was a short match, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm going to go like C+. Plus. Yeah.
I give it a flat C.
Yeah, fuck.
Wasn't anything special. Yeah, did what it needed exactly. That was a filler match for sure.
After that, we had Team Elite. Team Elite versus Blackpool Combat Club, when the Elite had Ishii and Eddie Kingston with them.
Blackpool Combat Club had a Shooter.
Yes, sir.
This was my second favorite match, honestly.
Yeah.
Orange Cassidy, I was like, eh.
Yeah, honestly, this match was like equal. I would say this was equal. These two were equal, and then I also really liked the Sting, Darby Allin. Those were all great matches, actually.
This match was unreal. I mean, like, this is another one that's awesome was because they had like a story, like a lot of different stories kind of running up, because obviously the Elite and BCC have just been feuding for the last like forever, and just I've been having a bunch of matches, but then also like bringing Mox's guy Shooter, and then you got Eddie Kingston and Claudio obviously,
yeah,
just also hates Eddie Kingston Mox relationship,
and then Eddie Kingston how he hates the Elite. But he was willing to do it. Like, did you see after the match, he looked at the Elite and he goes, fuck you, you're all pussies. And then he looks at Ishii and he goes, you're cool, bud. And like puts his arm around Ishii. Yeah. Yeah, like that was sick. Yeah.
I think I was the only one in the stadium going for the BCC.
Like, yeah, I think
I told me to shut up. He's like, shut up, shut up.
I think you're going for them just because it sounds an awful lot like BBC, so you get excited when you cheer for them. but yeah, man, there were so many big spots in this match. Like,
yeah,
it was just like a brawl, pretty much. You know what I mean? Like, it was like it at the start. It was definitely like it had tag team wrestling feel to it, but it we all knew it was going to break down, and it totally broke down just pretty much into a brawl. It was awesome. Spots
Moxley and Kingston had of just chopping.
Yeah.
Insane.
Just chopping.
Like three spots. Dude,
when they when all of them jumped in the ring and they were still just chopping each other back and forth for like the next 5 minutes.
Yeah. Honestly, did not. I expected more blood from this match.
Yeah, I was shocked that Moxley did not bleed.
Yeah, like, it's, I think, honestly, they're purposely not making him bleed because of, like, the joke of how every Moxley match, he just bleeds. Like, he's just a blood guy.
It's cool, like,
I don't know. Yeah, but it was getting to the point where, like, he was bleeding in, like, 3.5 minute Dynamite matches. And they're just like, okay.
That's a little excessive.
Yeah. The entrance is sick, yeah, through the crowd.
Yeah, and they used Mox's New Japan song instead of Wild Thing.
I noticed that, yeah.
Thank God.
I think Wild Thing's good, but I think it sounded awful on the Double or Nothing, but
it went on like for 10 minutes.
For way too long. Like,
yeah, that song was way too long. Wayward Son was sick to see live too. Like, just such a nasty entrance. Yeah. So sick.
Only downside in that match was no Buckshot Lariat landing.
Yeah, no Buckshot Lariat.
Yeah.
We got teased. They gave it to us. They were like, we didn't get the splurge out of that.
Yeah.
We got what we thought we were going to get, and he said, no, I'm holding it in today.
They edged us. They edged us with a Buckshot Lariat.
We got the slap and tickle and no splurge.
Yeah. Can't believe they edged us. After that, honestly, I don't remember this match at all. Oh, sorry, we didn't do the grades again. Fuck.
My bad. I remember the Bucks. They had some nice flips.
Bucks.
I
remember. Yeah, dude.
Hangman did
a crazy flip too. Yeah.
He did that gainer on the mat. Right?
Dude, Hangman.
When they held him up.
Yeah, they did the gainer. But
is that Hangman who did the gainer?
Yeah.
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah, Hangman spinning elbow to Tashita. When he was coming off the rope, like, he jumped in the air to, like, almost Superman punch Hangman, and Hangman spinning elbowed him. And, like, they both actually, even Hangman fell down because of how hard they hit each other. That was, like, sick. Like, I rewatched that this morning, and it was, like, insane. The noise he made when he hit him was crazy.
Also, the good thing about that match and watching it live, since it was, like, a 5-on-5, we could just see the whole ring. It's not like the TV where it's going just one.
Yeah, you see everything.
So that's what I liked.
I think one of my favorite things about the match was like they definitely made Ishii look really good, which I love because I just love watching Ishii.
Yeah, it's such a throwback.
He's just this absolute brick. And just a throwback wrestler. And like,
he looks so old.
He is old.
He's mid to late 40s. But yeah, him and Takeshita had some awesome exchanges where they were just going back and forth pretty stiff.
Takeshita's also just like extremely talented. Like that's a medium elite franchise potential right there. and Shell for sure. Yeah.
And then Shooter looked good too.
Yeah, that's just obvious.
I thought it was hilarious on Twitter. Someone pointed out how like obviously he didn't get the memo of wearing like all black. Everyone else is wearing like all black and everything, and he's just got
he's got the most colorful
pants on.
Yeah. Wheeler Yuta, I don't even remember that guy doing a single thing in that match. He's kind of like such an afterthought with those big stars, but
he's just the pin eater in that.
Literally, that's all he is. I'm giving that match the exact same as the Fatal 4-Way, A-. I think they're all equivalent. Yeah,
I agree.
For sure, A-.
It was a good finish too.
Could be an A. Good. Yeah. It was really good.
What was the next one? The girls?
Next match. Yeah, like
I thought it was a good match.
I honestly, really I feel like this is when I went to get a drink.
Yeah, this was a piss and drink.
Yeah, you guys were gone for a while.
I'm not gonna lie to you guys.
I don't even think I saw any of this.
Like that was kind of the sentiment with a lot of the crowd. Like I saw a lot of empty seats during this match, but I thought it was good.
Tony Storm's so hot.
Saraya and Ruby Soho got kicked out.
Okay, true. Was Tony Storm looking good?
Always, baby.
She had a Harley Quinn themed ring gear on, which was kind of cool. Nasty. I'm watching. Your boy Gunther just kicked out of a Blue Thunder Bomb.
He's fighting Sammy?
Yeah.
Sammy picked up Gunther for a Blue Thunder Bomb?
Sorry. Flip bomb off the top rope.
Sunset flip.
Yeah. Shocker, chop, uppercut out of Gunther.
I don't even know much more we can talk about though in that match.
I know that she won.
I was definitely disappointed that it wasn't Mercedes Moné because I think that was what it was supposed to be. Yeah. But
yes,
I thought Willow Nightingale still looked pretty good. Like, I mean, obviously Tony Storm's gonna win that match,
dude. But if it was Mercedes Moné, oh my god, that would have been like the best women's match ever. Like, just her pop would have been crazy there. Her coming out,
that entrance would have been sick.
Yeah. I can't really give it a grade because I didn't see it. So.
I'll say a B. I'll give it a B. It was a solid match.
Wasn't the worst on the card for sure.
Yeah.
That's good.
The next one though.
The next one is quite possibly the best match I've ever seen in my life.
Ever seen.
Definitely. Yeah.
Live easily the best match we've seen.
Yeah, but even like on
You can argue.
Like this is a top 10 match of all time.
All time. Easy.
They went for an hour, right? Like that was an hour long.
It was close. I think it was like 50 minutes.
There's an hour with entrances.
It was.
They did they said the half an hour time limit has happened or whatever. Like half an hour has passed. And I was like, it does not.
No.
It
feels like 10 minutes. Yeah. Cause dude, they're just so good. Like both their movesets complement each other so well that like it's so fast paced and shit. You don't even notice that it's taking that long.
Like both Kenny and Ospreay are they're created superstars on WWE where you just give yourself the coolest moves ever, and you don't even worry about if it would be possible.
No, and I love how Kenny's and Kenny's signature being a V trigger and Ospreay's signature / finisher being just a hidden blade, you can that running elbow, you can do them over and over again, and it doesn't look. It looks like that actually hurts, you know what I mean? Like a running knee to the side of your head looks like you're actually getting knocked out, and same with an elbow.
Yeah.
And they use them so much throughout the match that it's oh my god, he hit him with another V trigger.
Yeah.
He hit him with another V trigger.
And the Os cutter too, just he hits it so well. Like mm-hmm. he looks so much better than Cody's. He gets so much higher.
So much higher, dude. Cody don't compete to that at all.
And then just also
Before those guys even locked up, the whole arena was just chanting, "Holy shit!"
Yeah,
holy shit!
Yeah,
they didn't even touch each other yet. Literally hadn't touched each other, and the arena was just going crazy.
It was major. This is gonna be one of the best things we've ever watched. Yeah. Vibes before the match had even started.
Yeah,
X they had to beat their first match.
Yeah, and the first match was 6-star rated. This is definitely getting 7 stars. Guarantee
it's gonna break it.
Yeah,
Ospreay's entrance was also really cool.
Nasty.
His gear was sick.
His gear was
sick.
Yeah.
Oh god.
And Kenny's entrance is always good too. Yeah. It's always classic, especially in Canada. Big pop.
Yeah, I got send you him.
People weren't even when stuff was actually just happening, when there's no chance going on or anything, you would hear a pin drop because everyone was just watching the match.
Yeah.
Everyone knew, I can't miss anything. No one wanted to be distracted or anything. Didn't really have much, talking. It was just...
Everyone was just I don't think anybody was getting a drink or anything during this match or even peeing. No. I would have just pissed myself if I had to pee.
Yeah.
Just thread the needle. Just tip to can.
Oh, I would have peed on the bald guy.
Oh, that bald guy, dude. Hey, if you're listening, buddy... Come get these hands. Shut up.
Yeah. So the funny thing with that match was the energy level after. Like, everyone lost their energy just for the last two matches. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't as loud.
It makes sense, man. That it should have just been the main event, honestly. Like,
yeah. And, like, just, like, the standing ovation that it got to. Like, just everyone in the crowd. Crazy. Even though Kenny lost and, like, you had, like, the heel win, like, everyone was just standing up.
Yeah, it was, like, just a beautiful moment. It was really beautiful.
That guy plays a really good heel, too.
Yeah, he does.
He plays a great heel,
too. Yeah, he does.
Even, like, dude, the Shawn Michaels callback, like, grabbing the
flag. Yeah, the flag and, yeah.
Shoving it up his nose.
Yeah.
It was so funny, man.
It was really nasty when he did that.
Kids just jawing at like two little kids front row.
Yeah,
just insane.
Wonder what like. What
the... Sorry, go.
I was just gonna say like, what it'd be like to have your dad be like, "Yeah, son, we're going to Ben Dor tonight." Be like, "Where are we sitting?" We very front row. Like, I got us floor seats in the front row. Like, imagine that. Like, that's how lucky you are.
That'd be crazy. But yeah, he had that interaction with the kids. When he grabbed the flag, right?
Yeah. They were both just spewing blood too the whole match.
Oh, yeah. Like, what were the crazy spots in this match?
Table spot, right?
Yeah, when he's just bashing his head in the table.
Yeah, and then didn't he throw him through the sign?
Yeah,
or like the cover up, the cover.
Cover the table.
I know Ospreay did some crazy like corkscrew flips off the
when Kenny was on the rope and shit.
Yeah.
Dude, even Ospreay's like reversals or counters in the ring were fucking nuts.
Another crazy spot, kicking out of the one wing angel at a one count for
dude. That was beautiful.
Loudest.
That was
And even the way Callis handed Ospreay the screwdriver, like goes back to when Callis hit Omega with a screwdriver in the head. And then like in the one winged angel screwdrived him. Like it was
even
pretty
on the
sick.
Steel steps, I forget what movie did, but
he did like I think it may have been a pile driver. I can't remember it.
Something like that. No, it was something like a pile driver.
Yeah, I forget what he did on the steel steps.
That was another sick spot though. When Ospreay did the tiger driver on Kenny.
Tiger driver?
When he literally looked like he broke his neck.
Well, dude, that move is banned in all of wrestling. Like, that's the first time a tiger driver's been hit in, like, 10 years or something, I read today. 10 or 11 years, because too many guys started breaking their necks.
Yeah.
And Kenny was just like, fuck it, hit me with one.
Do it. I'm in Canada. If I'm going, I'm going out on my own terms.
Especially because Kenny, like, just came back from injury after being out for, like, a year, like, 3-4 months ago. And now he's just like, hit me with the most dangerous move in the business. It's like, I read something, it's that and Styles Clash have the most injuries or something.
That's like not surprising. Styles Clash is just viciously dangerous.
Well, yeah, especially if you don't know how to take it. Like, you have to keep your head back, but most people tuck their chin, and that's how you, like, just snap your neck. Well, I'm giving that an A+ without even consideration.
Yeah. A plus. One more good spot. Will Ospreay licking... Kenny Omega's blood.
Oh, yeah.
That was the most absolute rock star / disgusting thing I've ever seen.
Just getting those "you sick fuck" chants.
Yeah. You sick fuck.
Him just mouthing, "I know I am."
Yeah, he loved it. Yeah, that was so sick. And both their gear was so good. Like, that match, everything about that match is perfect. And Don Callis is such a despicable heel manager.
Like, I think that's the one thing that was annoying about the match was the fact that Callis got kicked out and then he came back and the
ref wasn't a disqualification. Yeah.
Yeah.
That like breaks the whole concept.
Like, at least like if you're gonna do that, like just kick him out later in the match.
Yeah.
Like, after the like screwdriver spot or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just really hope Will just comes over.
Well, I know WWE's interested because Triple H loves him.
Yeah,
he doesn't want to.
He just likes how chill his schedule is.
Yeah, and I know like guys that like are as good as like him and like say like Sabre Jr. They love just being able to like travel the world pretty much and just like face whoever they want, wrestle whatever they want, and just like face the best guys too.
Also, that guy came over here. Sorry,
if he goes to WWE, like I don't know, it'd be difficult for him to keep his character. Like,
one thing that's funny about it too is I was seeing on Twitter like. Getting into like AEW more just goes to show like how dumb some WWE fans are and like how like home like homers they are is that seeing how someone's asking, like, if Kenny Omega went to WWE, like, do you think he'd be like the face of the company, like main event guy, like mid card jobber? And a bunch of people were saying, like, oh, he'd probably just be like a jobber, like a mid card guy. And it's like,
wow,
how stupid could you possibly
be? I mean, like,
I could see him in an intercontinental race at the beginning, but he would ultimately end up fighting for that big belt.
Who's this?
Like, I think
Kenny. Like, if Kenny came over,
if Kenny came, it'd be bigger than Cody Rhodes.
Oh, easily.
And really? Bigger than AJ.
He's a way better wrestler than.
Yeah, it'd be bigger than AJ and bigger than Cody Rhodes, and they both got thrown into the world title within a year.
Yeah, AJ immediately was like a top guy, got the strap and everything. And then even after, he was still just like a guy who was
mean,
like bringing up young talent. Also, AJ was older, I think, when he came over at the time.
Yeah, I think AJ's had 3 WWE championship reigns.
Yeah.
Might even be more, because him and Cena went back and forth for that little bit of time.
Yeah, and he's the one who also just randomly took the belt off Jinder Mahal. Like, when Jinder Mahal had it, they just got sick of it. They were like, fuck it, we can't have this guy hold the belt anymore. And they just went full AJ with it. Which sucks, because that's when Nakamura should have won the belt, and they just didn't put it on him for no reason. But, yeah, A-plus is all around. I think that A-plus one's pretty obvious.
That'll probably go down as the best match we ever see live.
Yeah.
In our lifetime.
That is the best match we will ever see with our own two eyes.
Yeah.
Easily. After that, kind of I understand why they did the card this way. They couldn't just have the two go co-main event and main event, because the crowd actually would have been dead for Okada Danielson. But after that match is the Sting, Darby Allin, Naito versus Chris Jericho, Sammy, and Minoru Suzuki.
I like this match.
You didn't like it?
I liked it.
Oh, I thought you said didn't. No, I was gonna. Yeah, I like it too.
I liked it too. Yeah, I thought it was like entertaining. Like, I mean,
like, it's obviously it's gonna be tough. Like,
that's what I was gonna say. I think for me that match,
it's not gonna live up. It's a tough spot to be in, but I thought that it was a great match. I think obviously that Sting through the table spot, it looked great, but probably didn't need to happen. It wasn't supposed to happen.
Yeah,
Sammy did like double front flip, did he not? That's crazy.
I think it was like a 450 splash.
No, 630. Yeah, Jesus. But everyone saying that, like, on Twitter, especially, that Sammy was just a botch god in this match. Like, I don't think we noticed it, but he botched a cutter off the rope, off like the top rope. He botched his cutter. He just elbowed Sting in the head instead of hitting a cutter. But apparently, like, Sting played it off well. And then there was another botch I saw online where Naito was like running at him, and then he dodged under Naito, and he just fell and kind of like tripped on the floor going underneath Naito. And then when he got back up, Naito went to hit him, but he wasn't ready in time, so Naito had to like pull the punch and then go again. So Sammy was kind of getting shit on Twitter, but
I didn't really like that match, to be truthful.
I think the coolest thing was the Darby Allin, how fucking fast that guy is.
He flies
so fast.
Like, when he was just running back and forth from the turnbuckles, that's nuts how he would fly.
Him and Sammy, like, just, like, that's why that Fatal 4-Way match was so good, because Sammy, Jungle Boy, and Darby Allin are, like, probably three of, like, the fastest guys in the company.
So quick.
Yeah, and then MJF can keep up with them, too, so that's why that Fatal 4-Way was so good.
Chill, spit out what you're trying to say.
Oh, it's long gone now, man.
Why didn't you like the match?
I think probably the main reason I didn't like it is just that's just hard to follow. Plus, when I came back, it had already started. We went to get a drink, right?
So yeah.
I missed Jericho's theme song. Yeah. Which already put me in a grumpy mood.
That pissed me off.
And then I just was like, this is shit compared to what we just watched. So it wasn't as much enjoyment for me. I felt like that should have been the ender, honestly. He should have ended with Omega and Osprey. That should have been the closer of the show.
For sure.
Yeah, I thought it was like
the fact that was the third last match is actually kind of gross to me.
Yeah,
like, I'd be fucking fuming.
I think it's just because they knew they had to separate, like, one 50-minute match with another like almost 50-minute match, because the crowd would have just been dead for Okada with Danielson, which they kind of were, though. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I feel like
I don't know about you guys. Did you guys not find that match was crazy quick? The Danielson Okada?
Yeah, we gotta We gotta give our ratings for the.
Yeah, it was. I would say like a B. I'm average again.
I'm going C plus.
Before we move on, though, the reason why we missed the Chris Jericho match was because me, you, and Jalen were talking to this other guy trying to get him on the pod. This guy literally gave us his Instagram account. He has 100 followers, and he's actually like.
Well, he's on a real radio station.
Yeah, like.
He's actually on
professional.
Like,
the way he was talking to us, like
it was just funny to hear him go, "Oh yeah, I've heard of you guys before." We're like,
"You were like, no, you haven't, dude."
Come on, dude. He tried to make it seem like we were big league Jack. Like he literally was like, "Oh yeah, like I've seen you guys on IGN before," and I was like,
"We're like, what are you talking about, dude?" I was like,
"You didn't even say that though." I changed the subject so fast.
Yeah.
Like, we're not gonna confirm that we haven't been there yet, but like, you know, we might be able to network with this guy. Who knows? So
yeah, we might as well act like a big deal.
Yeah, it was a fun interaction. Then I think that's when we put the first pictures with the AEW belt, right?
He was with the AEW, the other guy's AEW belt.
Oh,
that's why we went up to him.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the world heavyweight title was after the event.
Yeah,
like that was when we were leaving.
Was that the heavyweight? I thought that was the AEW one.
No, like that AEW's was heavyweight. That was the AEW title, and then when we took the photos with the world heavyweight title, it was after.
Yeah, like the WWE one,
yeah. But solid. I guess like, you know, it was just an average match. After that though, Danielson versus Okada. This is when I really started to notice how drunk I was during this match.
Yeah.
Really started to realize how tipsy I was.
The entrances, though, for this match were insane. Oh, I think that was the best part of this match, honestly.
Did you hear the story behind Bryan Danielson's entrance?
Yeah, final countdown.
So he didn't even know that, like, Tony Khan got the final countdown as the entrance. And because he was like, I didn't even bother asking because I knew it cost, like, $1 zillion to, like, license it. Even just for, like, one time use, basically.
Yep.
And yeah, put Tony in his dad's deep pockets. They, able to shell out and,
yeah, apparently the license for final countdown is the equivalent of AEW's average salary for one of their wrestlers. It's like it was like 114,000 or something for the license.
Worth it though. So good.
Yeah. Like, it's just hyped up so much for it.
So that was a one-off. He's not going to come out to that.
Yeah, can't use it again. It's just like the same way the Gun Club used Many Men, like, once.
Yeah.
And they can never use it again.
I heard they're allowed to use it, like, in perpetuity or something like that, so they can still, like, for all their... If they want to, like, reference it for something, like, in the future, or, like, show, like, video of it in the future, then they can use it, but they can't actually use it for, like, new entrances.
Yeah, that's good. But
Okada's entrance is just unreal, too. Like, as soon as you're like... As soon as the coin drop, and yeah, you get all the money coming down.
Oh, Rainmaker. So good, dude. His gimmick is so good.
When he came out, Carson was like crying to me.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, I'm actually watching Okada. Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. I fuck with Okada so hard.
Didn't see Okada's drop kicks live, too. Like,
so perfect.
Like, the fact that a guy hit like 6'3", 240 is just able to get up that high. And nail those drop kicks right to the face. It's crazy.
Him and Randy Orton, two best drop kicks in wrestling. Easy. It's not even close. Like, Randy's and his are almost the exact same, and they're just beautiful. And this was a lot of, like, it felt like a bit of a slower pace match just after Okada and Omega, but it's also just because they're both like more technical. Like, any match with Danielson is going to be like a grapply match,
which is nice to see live because it's actual, like, it's real wrestling, you know what I mean?
Yes,
not as gimmicky. Like, those guys are actually technicians.
Yeah
And especially considering they get the time to, like, actually, like, hold these holds kind of, and, like, you really see them kind of the art of, like, them getting out of them. I know it's obviously not like real, quote-unquote, whatever, but, like, just to have that of them kind of going through different moves and everything is just awesome to see.
Yeah, it was super cool. I would
argue that seeing a technician's, like, spot fest versus, like, a crazy spot fest where I'm seeing finisher after finisher is cooler.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Like seeing two technicians get off the ground out of grapples is way cooler than
for sure.
Pole Breaker.
Yeah.
Crossroads.
Yeah.
Jill
yeah,
Switch.
It's like seeing like a really good dance almost, like just like the choreography.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
It's just nice to watch.
It's like a John Wick fight scene, you know?
There was also like just some crazy moves in this match though. Like Okada hit Tombstone Piledriver on the ramp, which was pretty cool.
On the apron?
Yeah, or like whatever. Yeah, on the apron. And then, like I think Daniel or Bryan Danielson hit like three of his running knees, and I think his running knee is so sexy. Like that's what I use as my signature in 2K. So like I love that finisher.
When they went out into the stands too for a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, they were brawling, man.
Yeah,
they were brawling.
They both got counted out, but that's okay. I was really letting that chant go. And this is where Baldy got in our ear, Carson.
Yeah, that's
I wanted to kill him.
Yeah, he goes, can you just shut up? You shut up, man. I mean, you just both do the lean forward, and we're just like, oh.
Lean forward and I
come on.
The shit
out we're like, come on, dude. And then after, we just embarrassed the shit out of him in front of his girl. Kind of felt bad, but.
Yeah. He needed it.
Yeah, he just needed to know that.
Guy.
Yeah,
If you're listening, go fuck yourself, buddy.
He started it. He started it.
Are you telling us to shut up at a wrestling show? Half the fun is chanting.
He started it. We finished it.
Yeah.
You
could say he caught our splurge.
verbal splurge. There was no physical.
No. Sorry. Would like to specify that.
Splurge
stayed in my pants.
Yeah, I thought it was definitely. I mean, it did seem a little. Rushed, which I think is because it was, because obviously Danielson fractured his forearm.
His forearm, yeah.
Have they said where it happened in the match?
10 minutes left. He said it was 10 minutes left. Yeah, in the match.
I'm not sure what spot it was.
Just incredible that he wrestled 10 more minutes with a totally broken forearm. Like,
yeah, and I mean, like the submission that he did at the end, it was like a double arm.
That looked clean.
Yeah, like his wrap. It's a
both of his arms are involved in that.
Yeah,
like that's just. That probably hurt him a lot more than it would have hurt Okada.
Definitely a lot more. Yeah, honestly, I think we could say that tap out was, like, totally shocking, too. Like, I remember us saying when he had him in the submission, like, oh, no, imagine if he tapped out. Like, no way he's going to tap out.
Was standing up or anything.
Yeah, the lights was sucked out of the arena when he tapped.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird. It was nice to see him, though. He broke it once, and then Danielson put it back in.
Back in,
like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a nice little... French kiss on top of that.
I also just like seeing a submission win a match.
It's cool because you don't always see it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you guys think it was meant to end then?
No, I think it was probably called on the fly.
Yeah.
Like I think that was definitely an on the spot call. There's no way.
I know some people even said they wouldn't be surprised if Okada called that on the spot, like to finish it that way.
Yeah, maybe. Like you got to assume they were at least going for another 10 minutes. Like if it ended at 11:55 when the double or nothing went to like 12:15, they're probably gonna go at least another 10 minutes. It wasn't.
We only saw like one Rainmaker, and usually you get at least like two or three.
Two or three, yeah.
You gotta assume like there's probably more planned.
Also,
yelling.
Rainmaker. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, when he hit it, I started howling, dude.
So nasty. Getting to see a Rainmaker live. Wow.
Oh, that's one of my favorite things about New Japan is like the announcers when like guys will hit like their like signatures or finishers, like they just go nuts.
The Trigger!
I'm surprised they had Danielson win that though. Like I think everyone thought for sure Okada was winning that.
I think the reason they went Danielson is because he's been known as like the giver the past few years. Like he always lets people beat him. So they finally were like, fuck, let's give Danielson his big win.
Yeah,
what was really... it in singles competition? He lost like his last four serious matches.
Yeah, and like I genuinely think they might get to the point where he beats MJF for the title. So I think I think they're building to that, to be honest.
No way.
Like, who else would you even have as a world champ? Like, it's, in my opinion, Danielson's, like, the...
I was gonna say, I don't see him losing that belt anytime soon.
He's retiring with that shit.
The thing with MJF is, because he's so young, there's no, like, younger talent to take it off of him. You know, like,
exactly.
If someone's taking it off, it's gotta be one of, like,
the vets,
like, say, like, Kenny or Mox.
I'd be okay with Kenny winning it, too. Or Hangman, again.
None of the guys from the pillar.
Even Jay White. Oh no! You know what? Jay White. I think that's
Jay White could maybe beat him for it too. Jay White was another guy we didn't get to see, which kind of sucks. Yeah. But we'll see him eventually.
I think they're still building him up. Like,
yeah, they
I don't think he needs it, but they're clearly still just on that trajectory.
They definitely are taking it a little slow with him, to be honest. I think they, once he got in, they were like, we don't know what the fuck to do with you right now, so you're just going to kind of chill. And but, like, it's cool that he's running his own, like, Bullet Club in New Japan. Yeah,
should have been a
WWE guy. He would have been massive, way bigger deal on WWE.
I agree. I think he would have been put into the mix for the
World Heavyweight. AEW has so many guys who are that level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why there's so many belts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
By the way, just a little side note here. Finn Balor and Melo are putting on like a
wait. Carmelo Hayes is wrestling on Raw.
Yeah. Finn like they're putting on a crazy match right now.
Jesus,
an insane.
Oh, I want to watch that. All right, let's.
But yeah,
I probably give that match an A minus to an A.
I'd give it an A. Like I'd give it an A. What just happened?
That was insane.
Oh my god. Flying DDT off the ropes.
Ew.
And he kicked out.
From Carmelo or Finn? Oh. Yeah.
Carmelo.
Clean. Yeah, dude, them two in a match would be insane. They could go.
I think they have both Finn's those guys. They both got to come up to the main roster soon, right?
Soon. People think Carmelo's going to come up after Survivor Series. It's kind of the.
I think.
Like, they're both ready.
Yeah. I think having one of them as, like, a late addition to Money in the Bank would be pretty cool.
That would be cool. That would, especially Braun. It can't be Melo because he's still a champ. But yeah, Braun, yeah. There's nothing he's doing really in. Like what is Joe, he doing?
What would you give that last match rating?
What would I give it?
Yeah.
For me, I'll go A minus. Good match. I know it's just shitty because we don't really know how that was truly supposed to end. They're probably never going to tell us. But I don't see that as the real ending to that match. So that's why I'll go A minus.
I think they're going to have another match that's going to be like an A plus banger.
Same.
Like,
I agree. They'll have like a 7-star match for sure.
Because that was obviously not what they had in mind. They had that planned as the main event.
And I agree.
That loaded of a card, that is definitely not what they had planned for.
Yeah. That was probably supposed to be at least a 45-minute match.
Yeah. I agree.
Mm-hmm. So I'll still give it an A-minus because the technical wrestling was sound, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm going A, personally.
I'm between an A-minus and A.
It's hard to give it an A because it's a what-if type of match for me.
I think B-plus is almost too low because, like...
Yeah.
Like, even with what we got, we still got a good match.
Like, yeah. I guarantee you, like, Meltzer's going to still give it, like, 4.5 stars. But it's also, he just loves Okada. He hears Okada's in that match, and he instantly puts down a 4 or 5, and then he just crosses out whichever one. Yeah.
Let's give a review, though, on the whole pay-per-view.
A whole pay-per-view?
Like, just, like, a rating.
And a letter grade or number?
Number. Number out of 10. No flat numbers. Everyone knows. I'll lead us off. I'll go 8-8.
Yeah, I was gonna say 8-8-8-9.
8-8-8-9.
Yeah, I think that's solid.
Yeah, I'd probably say like 9.2.
Actually, yeah, I'm gonna go with Jack 9.2 just because it literally has maybe the best match of all time.
Greatest match ever. Yeah, you could say that. Yeah.
Every single match, like in a vacuum, is a good match.
Yeah, there wasn't a bad match.
Like, I don't think we can say that about any other like live, at least. Pay-per-views.
Yeah, I would agree with Jack.
Just like aside from say like maybe like WrestleMania, like any pay-per-view usually just has like some dud on it,
some bird matches. Yeah, and also like every match had a big name guy in it. Like there was the star power of that show was crazy too, which you have to account for.
Yeah, like every match had, even if like you like say don't even really follow any of like the like. AEW or New Japan, like I think any match still probably had like a name you know.
Yeah.
Like even just from knowing like say like older WWE guys, like
yeah. I still will stand by though. I think the vibe of us watching Sammy versus Roman in Montreal was crazier than anything on that show.
Yeah, but that's just because like the storytelling.
Yeah, the storytelling.
We're at home.
Yeah, in Montreal.
Yeah, like the crowd was crazy for that.
Yeah,
dude, Roman's on Raw. Roman's on Raw tonight.
No,
right now.
It's saying up next: Roman and Solo, the Usos, the Bloodline, Civil War begins.
Returns.
Really?
That's weird.
All right, yeah, okay. So should we do Money in the Bank predictions, or
let's go. We don't have to do a super long, but
yeah. No. Just pick your guy.
If you're winner. If you're winner, we'll see who calls it perfect.
Yeah, I want to see the end of Raw. Yeah, I have the card.
Okay, yeah. We'll pick.
Okay, first match, Women's Tag Team Championship, Ronda Rousey and Baszler against Raquel and Liv.
Liv Morgan's back already?
Yeah, fastest return like ever.
Okay, then I'll take Raquel and Liv.
I'd probably say Raquel and Liv because I've kind of heard some of the rumors that I think they want Ronda and Shayna to be down in NXT for a bit. So
true.
I think Raquel and Liv take that back.
They have all three. Lose that belt.
Liv didn't lose the belt.
Yeah, Liv didn't lose.
I don't know. I almost want them to lose because I don't really like the tag team of Raquel and Liv because I think they're both
single stars.
But
yeah. I honestly think Ronda and Shayna are gonna win. They're just been booking them way too strong for them to lose. Like I think this is like their like cement that they're like how strong they've been booked.
They have all three tag teams now.
Yes, they unified the belt. So there is no NXT tag title anymore. Yeah.
That Raw Championship or Raw last week, or was it SmackDown that fought the NXT champs? That was for the belt?
Yeah, that was for the belt. Yeah, that unified.
And then SmackDown came out after.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that was for the belt. I saw them.
Oh, I didn't even know Liv came back. What?
Yeah.
Didn't she say she tore her pec?
Yeah, I have no idea how she's back. She looked good. She looked good too. She was in this all denim fit. It looks so hot.
What was that, a month ago?
Yeah, honestly. Two months or a month?
It was May.
How does Cody Rhodes miss 6 months and Liv Morgan misses a month?
Yeah. Back? Facts.
I think Cody Rhodes was literally as bad as you could possibly take.
Yeah, his was actually at the bone.
I don't know what degree Liv's was.
I bet you Liv's was just a strain that had to heal.
I remember Cody saying that the only reason why he was even cleared to fight in the Rollins match was because the doctor said you literally cannot do anything worse to this.
Yeah, literally. It's like it's so badly done. If you can take the pain, you can take it. Next match, Cody Dominic. I think we all agree Cody's just winning that.
That was a clear cut.
Obviously Cody. This one actually
I don't think it'll be a squash. I think they'll try and make Dominic look good.
Yeah. Sure I just assume Rhea's getting involved
to do some not shenanigans.
Yeah, Rhea's definitely getting involved in that.
At first I hated this match though. It's cool though that they're having the top heel face, the top baby face.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually am starting to like Dominic's character as a whole.
I hated him.
Same.
I think he's good for what he is because he's kind of just leaning into being that annoying twerp.
I don't think anybody gets bigger reactions than he. Like he gets booed so loudly, it's insane. Yeah, you can't ever hear the guy speaking. After that match, this one's actually, in my opinion, a lot more of a toss-up. Finn Balor versus Seth Rollins for the world title.
I think Finn wins.
I think Finn wins too.
See Finn winning.
I'm taking Seth winning, but I'm calling a Money in the Bank cash in at the match.
Because
I'm taking Damian Priest winning the match.
I was gonna say if you think Damian Priest is gonna win the Money in the Bank, then you have to know Finn is winning.
Finn's winning. Yeah. That's the only reason I think Finn would win. But
really,
Yeah, because that's how they're gonna break up Judgment Day.
That'd be a great story.
I would see it the opposite as you have Seth win the match, Damian wins Money in the Bank, comes out, pins Seth, and then on Raw, Finn Balor's pissed off because he's like, I did all the work in that match. All you had to do was pin a guy who I beat for 40 minutes.
And then
they feud for they split the belt like that.
Yeah, I can see it either way.
I don't know if it's tough, but the funny thing is Judgment Day is as hot as it's ever been. So it'd be weird if they kind of did this Civil War now.
I know,
but I know they have to do something before it gets stale.
Exactly, when they're hot.
We can't keep doing the role. I'm sorry, you're not gonna have another Bloodline with the Judgment Day. That's not a 3-year story.
Yeah,
you Exactly. So I do see that happening sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
Because I think you can have Dom and Rhea still be as big as they are. Finn Balor and Damian Priest, at the end of the day, those guys are megastars on the roster. Like, they'll do their thing no matter what group they're part of.
Yeah, yeah, those are main event guys.
Yeah.
I was so like, Finn's established main event guy. I think Priest is ready for that. So
yeah. Oh, he's there. Yes. He's there for sure.
Especially after Backlash.
Yeah, I agree. After that, we got the Bloodline Civil War, Roman Reigns and Solo versus the Usos.
I think the Usos take this.
I think Usos as well.
I think Solo obviously eats the pin, but
I acknowledge my tribal chief.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I think Roman and Solo win.
The King ain't losing two pay-per-views back-to-back.
Yeah, I agree.
There's always a plan B. That Brother is coming.
Yeah.
He's someone coming out.
That guy is coming.
Yeah, the other brother is getting signed by WWE. Like, there's definitely going to be some shenanigans, and I think Roman and Solo are winning.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think, though, if you do that, it only kind of stalls Uso momentum.
I think you're just... And they're waiting for the Jay push, so I see them losing and Jay just having to go one-on-one with him.
It's also, I think, like, just the fans are just so sick of, like, just Roman and having guys interfere with the matches and everything. And especially just, like, you're just doing the exact same thing you did with Solo. Like, you're just, again, just repeating something you've already done.
Like, yeah.
For me personally, I'm not even remotely tired of the Bloodline story. So for them to keep Roman winning and then you have him just rebuild the Bloodline would be just a giant fuck you to fans everywhere. Them going, oh, we're finally done with this, and he just builds a better Bloodline with Solo and the other Uso. Like, that would be sick to me.
But you can still do that if like, Roman and Solo lose. Like, if, say, like, they lose, Solo eats the pin, and then, like, Roman says, okay, like, I gotta, you know, bring in like more guns or something, then he brings in the other brother.
Yeah, I see that point too.
Like, you can do it either way.
Yeah. Then Jay goes and fights him at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
But again, that I was getting sick of the story in like Royal Rumble times, and then they just kept getting better. Like right before Royal Rumble, I was getting sick of the Bloodline. Like before Sami
Zayn. Dude, the only thing I've been sick of is just how the matches, like Jack said, always end in interference or something. Like, Roman needs to start getting clean wins again.
I'll say this to you guys, though. What heel hasn't won a match in a dirty fashion in WWE history?
I know, but it's the exact same.
If you're going to be a top guy heel, you need to get clean wins.
Mm-hmm. Especially because he's more just like, I'm the best. Gimmick, it's not like I just win by any means. Like, he's got to win a couple clean again. Like, when it's a real hard match for him, that's when he has to cheat. Like, a Cody match or, like, Sammy in Montreal. Like, that makes sense. But, after that, we got the Women's Money in the Bank match. Io Sky, Bayley, Trish, Zoe Stark, Becky Lynch, Zelina Vega.
It's got to be Becky.
Becky.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think
Io
Sky might.
That's a good call on Jack because she could get her singles push.
I think
Io Sky's going to win too, actually. That's who I think is winning.
Like, she hasn't really gotten any chance to like stretch her legs like in North America, like since coming over from Japan. Like, it's she's kind of been in like damage control and stuff. And, like
well, I mean, she was NXT champ forever.
Yeah, but I mean, that's different than being on the main roster.
I also think that's how they're going to split up damage control. It's like they've been teasing Bayley and her.
They've already split up, do they not?
No, they're still together. They've been teasing them beefing.
What's Dakota Kai been doing? I feel like
Dakota Kai's tore her ACL.
Yeah, she's off the air. That's why they lost the belts.
Yeah. She tore her ACL. She's done for time.
Yeah, I think Trish Stratus and Zoe Stark do not take it.
No.
But I think one thing that I was thinking of would be if because you have Trish, Zoe, and Becky that have, like, their own feud right now, that, like, they might be, like, distracted doing stuff or whatever. And then you have, say, Io Sky and Bayley, like, if they're doing some kind of breakup feud-type antics, like, during the match, then that just opens the way for Zelina Vega.
Yeah.
And, like, she's been hot ever since Puerto Rico, like, ever since Backlash.
Yeah, she just cut a promo, actually, tonight.
That's the LWO girl?
Yeah, like I could totally see her winning too. Like the fans love her. Like she's a good wrestler. She's good in the ring.
Yeah, she's good in the ring. She can do like all the high flying stuff, which is really dope.
Yeah. I could see it going a couple of different ways.
I'm going to say Io Sky. That's my solid.
I don't think Becky needs it. Still just a top woman on that roster. Like,
I don't think she needs it, but I still, you got to ride with the man.
Man, they're giving Cody Damian Priest 20 minutes, eh? This is going to be a good match.
So I guess they just teased us and lied to me and just cut the promo from what happened on SmackDown on Raw.
Yes. Cody versus Damian Priest.
Cody
Damian Priest.
That's going to be a good match.
And then finally, the men's Money in the Bank match. We got Damian Priest, Butch, Santos, Escobar, L.A. Knight. Yeah. Shinsuke Nakamura, Ricochet, and Logan Paul.
Don't say his name like that. You know his spots in this match. Him and Ricochet spots.
No, yeah, his wrestling is cool, but he shouldn't be added into
Dude.
But you know he's not going to win. He's just there.
I know, but he should have at least just won a qualifier match. I don't know why he couldn't do that. Like, just makes the other six guys look like absolute pussies.
I think he's such a greedy little fuck. Like, I love him. He's a sick wrestler.
Yeah, he's very talented. Like, it's just he ruins the actual story.
Yeah, like I'm just in this match because I'm Logan Paul.
Yeah, like that ruins wrestling kayfabe. Like
that's just kind of his character, though.
I guess, but like he doesn't even know what his character is. Half the time he sounds like he's trying to be a face. Half the time he sounds like he's trying to be a heel. He doesn't even know who he is.
I think it's because he's like a weird crossover where like if any of like his fans that aren't as into wrestling tune in, like they're gonna cheer for him no matter what. And so like he's kind of playing to his fans a bit, but also like trying to play to like the WWE audience as being a heel because he knows that they don't like him because he's like this outsider. Like he has respect obviously, but I think there's still that kind of opinion towards him that he is like an outside guy.
But
I don't think him and Ricochet definitely have some sick spots in this match.
Oh yeah, they're gonna do some crazy ladder shit. Butch can also do some high flying shit. Santos Escobar can do some high flying shit.
That'd be cool coming out for Butch.
Yeah, well they just need to change his name back to Pete Dunne. Like why?
Yeah, I mean, he's not just in the Brawling Brutes or anything. Like he actually gets to do his own thing a bit, so it'd be cool to see. Because I'm not really familiar with much of his stuff. Yeah,
me either.
He's such a good wrestler, dude.
I just love that Logan Paul just chirped him in front of the whole arena.
Who the hell is this guy? So bad though.
Yeah, I mean, like, LA Knight absolutely destroyed Logan Paul, so it's fine.
Yeah. I know, but imagine an outsider like Jack said. To someone who's actually in the business, just getting chirped, like, so disrespectful.
Pete Dunne or Butch, whatever you want to call him, this guy's put his life to this sport. Mm-hmm. Logan Paul's been doing it for, 3 years, and he tells you, who are you? I'd be like, bro, I'm coming in there and throwing an uppercut.
The thing is, though, people at a wrestling show, like, guarantee there's more people in that crowd who know Pete Dunne and don't know who Logan Paul is. Like, my dad...
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Yeah, not now.
Modern social media era.
Well, I guarantee you everyone at WWE show though knows who Pete Dunne is for the most part. Like you, even when we go to the WWE shows, they're still pretty hardcore fans. Like they definitely all know who he is.
I still think you know who Logan Paul is before you know who Pete Dunne is.
Yeah. In the stadium there's more people knowing Logan Paul than him.
You gotta remember how many like wives get dragged to these things.
Yeah.
That are gonna know Logan Paul over Pete.
There's also like just 40-year-old men who just don't know who Logan Paul is. Like my dad has no idea who he is and shit.
Like I bet you our buddy Baldy in the crowd at AEW, he knows who Pete Dunne is, but I bet you his knows who Logan Paul is.
Yeah, yeah. I bet you his bald spot knows who Logan Paul is too.
Who do we have winning?
I'm saying LA Knight.
I'm going Damian Priest.
Yeah, I think Damian Priest actually might win.
I think Damian Priest wins. But you know what I always thought? I thought the Money in the Bank had to be cashed in on whatever brand you're on, but now they've changed it to any belt of your choice.
Yeah.
So if that's the case, then I can see the LA Knight bandwagon going to the wire, but I think Damian Priest fits the mold better.
I think it's just criminal if they don't give it to LA Knight now, but it's so WWE to also not capitalize when the star is hot, like tease it.
Because that's kind of the whole thing with the Cody, like dilemma, kind of, is that, like, he was as hot as ever at WrestleMania, and they had him lose. I think since then, he hasn't been able to get that, like, shine back, almost.
But it's because they just thought it was too predictable. The reason they do that is because they think it's too predictable.
Yeah.
But, which I understand, but they can't always do it. So I think this is one time they got to give the fans it.
You boat on a story, like, you kind of...
Yeah, you just miss it.
You got to learn from your mistakes.
Yeah,
I agree. Like, LA is the hottest guy in the company.
Why is Damian Priest in the ring with Cody Rhodes and not a single Judgment Day member is at ringside right now?
He asked for them not to come out tonight.
Did he?
Yes. He's been doing that. That's why, like, it's so clear they're going to break up, dude.
Yeah, so then he's probably, that's giving me way more of a clear.
Yeah, the only way I see Priest winning is because all the promos have been just towards LA Knight. They're literally only building him up for this match on social media and on the shows.
Yeah, I even saw people online thinking Santos Escobar is like a low-key guy that could win it, and like I think it should be Nakamura before him, but...
Yeah.
I've never been a big Nakamura guy.
If you just give him his red gear back, he's a champion again.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What he's wearing right now is some of the worst ring gear I have ever seen.
Awful. Give him his red gear and don't have him wear that weird shirt.
There's no reason for a grown man to be wearing a V-tapered shirt that comes down to your belly button. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Awful. You give him the red gear back or the black gear too when he used to wear the black like leather pants with the red arm strap and the red boots. So sick. He was so clean. That's when he was like his most badass.
Money in the Bank's gonna be interesting too. He's on Canada Day, so we'll have to.
Yeah,
at least it's early.
We're watching that right before we do anything.
Yeah, we're gonna have to try and watch it at least. I can see it.
Probably start at like 3.
Cut off. Yeah, it starts at 3.
I don't mind a day drink somewhere and then meet everyone somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean it's not like anyone said anything. So.
Yeah, I mean. We never have plans for Canada Day until like the day before, so we'll see what's going on. But I think that's a good spot to call it. I feel like we went over everything.
Banger of a wrestling weekend this past weekend, and we got another one coming up. So
great
weekend for the Nerd Splurge as a whole.
Yep, and we're looking forward to Money in the Bank, and we'll get that that episode out after Money in the Bank, reviewing that show as well. But too bad we're not going to be in England. That would be fucking cool.
I'd be sick. Love that.
Yeah, that'd be insane.
Follow the socials. Might see a couple clips, some stories posted while Money in the Bank's happening. Just some live reactions.
Yep. Follow the socials. See them up there on the top.
Nerd Splurge. Daily on TikTok and Insta.
Yeah.
To cut you off, Carson.
It's all good. Yep. So, yeah, follow.
Check out the Twitter, too. Been hard at work.
Check out the Twitter, subscribe on YouTube, leave some comments too if anybody has any questions that they want us to answer. Leave some questions too.
And one more thing, New Japan's an indie.
All right, that's a perfect spot to end it. Yeah, super Mark move. All right, Nerd Splurge out.